Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and happy Wednesday, everybody, where Wednesdays are our favorite day. I am beaming with excitement and joy just because I feel like life is so full recently. It just feels so good to be happy and healthy again, something I've waited so incredibly long for. And I'm so excited about this next chapter. The countdown is on, you guys. We are moving, let's see, in 3 weeks, but officially, we close on our house in 3 weeks, but officially, it'll be probably a month from now. So like 4 weeks until we are officially all together in our new house in Florida. I seriously can't really think of anything else. This is consuming everything. I'm so excited just about this next chapter and about everything that is going to come this year, and I just am so ready to be happy and live again, really. Like, that's just how I'm feeling, and I'm so incredibly grateful for you guys' patience and just support during quite literally the worst year of my life last year. And I feel like, yes, I keep talking about this, but genuinely, there has been such a monumental and huge, not only mindset shift, but I just feel like life change in me. And being on this side of things, of knowing like, hey, you know what? We went through a really hard time. Darian is now pretty much graduated from school, and we've just are finishing and closing out this chapter. There's so much that has been going on and so many struggles. To finally be at the tail end of that is so freeing. I feel like a new person. I know it sounds so dramatic, and I'm not saying like, oh, I'll be happy when, but we both have been, like, we are just warm-bodied people. Like, I am a beach bum. It's just how I am. I love the beach. So to be able to live by the beach again is going to completely change everything. And again, I feel like some people would say, oh, that's so dramatic, but to move to a place that you absolutely love with your whole heart and soul that resonates with you, to just be in the sunshine, to finally live that life that we have been so patiently waiting for. We've been waiting for Darian to be done with school. We've been, you know, in this kind of stagnant state of just wait. And now that that has come to a close, it is so freeing. And yeah, you guys are just gonna, I feel like, experience such a new side of me that has been kind of trapped while I've been living here. So truly, this is gonna be the best year yet. There is so much coming. Okay, funny story. I wasn't initially going to share this, but it just popped into my head. So last night, I randomly woke up at 1 a.m. I don't know what is going on. I think it's because there's so many different, like, exciting things and big adult decisions that, like, sometimes I will wake up in the middle of the night and I can't fall back asleep because my mind is racing. I genuinely woke up last night at 1 a.m. and had this random spurt of inspiration. Like, I woke up with this idea and it was like, you need to write this down right now. So I started writing down, and I wrote like 12 pages of this concept. So I'm doing it like a campaign later in the year that you guys will see. And I just had the whole like creative idea and like vision for what I want this to be. And I was like, wow, when is the last time I've been inspired like this or been excited like this? And it's been so long. And I'm just, again, so thankful and want to always tell you, like, if you are still in that rut, if you are still struggling, if you're still in a not the greatest place, I promise better days are ahead. And like, continuously just like, don't give up on yourself. It is going to be okay. And I just have to share that because, guys, I did not think this day would ever come, and it is here. And like, so grateful to God for that. For the fun and gain of the week, I think that pretty much sums it up. Just truly being so grateful for this time in life, for happiness again, and hanging on to the hope for those better days to continuously come. And they're about to be a lot sunnier. When it comes to today's podcast episode, oh, I am so excited to share this because I feel like this is a very common question that a lot of people get, or I get as a personal trainer, that a lot of people ask. That's what I meant. So as a personal trainer, right? The pre and post workout routine. So excited to talk about this. Pretty much going to be talking about what to eat, right? Before and after your workout. And I am going to say 1,000 disclaimers, right? First disclaimer, I am not a nutritionist. I am not a dietitian. I am a certified personal trainer. So I cannot give specific nutrition advice. I have to stay within my scope and field. I definitely have a nutritionist coming up on the podcast, which you guys are going to be so excited about. I love her so much. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be able to have such a deep dive. I'll do like a little question and answer box so that we can really dive into things and get the most out of that podcast episode. But still, as a personal trainer, I'm allowed to give some kind of guidance, some guidelines when it comes to nutrition. And there is a lot of science out there. Again, I am a certified personal trainer. I did my training program through ACE, and I have to do recertification constantly just to stay in the know of education. I think that's very important. And I take a big responsibility in making sure that I'm never promoting anything that wrong or just sharing science-based information with you guys to never lead you astray and just help you navigate your health and fitness journey. So when it comes to your health and fitness journey, right? Your life. I always say like health and fitness journey, but really this is your life, your everyday life, and health and fitness is part of it. Of course, you want to live a happy and a healthy life. Your nutrition should support your exercise program, and that's going to help it be effective and also provide your body with proper nutrients. So this is pretty much the foundation to any effective exercise program. You've got to have both. You can kill it in the gym, but you've also got to kill it in your nutrition. You've got to make sure that you are fueling your body properly, right, frequently, so that it can support that kind of exercise program. When I really studied and learned and found out more information about food through science ways, like becoming a trainer and taking the nutrition courses to learn about food and the nutrients and why we need it in a scientific way of like how our body breaks it down and produces it, how you can actually build muscle, how the food impacts that, what kind of vitamins and minerals we need, basic stuff like that. My eyes have completely opened, and becoming educated around food has become not only freeing, but so crucial and vital to my entire life and what I'm passing down to Vinny, around those that, you know, I'm also around and can help educate other people. If they ask, I never give free unsolicited advice. Like if you ask, I'll talk to you about it, but I am not about to give my two cents randomly to anybody. You know, I'm just not that type of person. But as soon as I started learning about the nutrition and I really implemented that in my own life, that is when I had the biggest results. And nutrition just really affects everything when it comes to our life and our health and having a certain type of nutrient diet. I'm not saying diet. I'm saying diet as in the makeup of what you eat, what you consume. It can play a huge role in preventative health, help avoid some diseases, help decrease certain, you know, diseases and illnesses, etc. So it really is two parts, the workouts and the nutrition, and it is very important. So we're going to just chat a little bit about that, give some good meal ideas. And truly, the best meal plan is going to be built around those nutrient-dense ingredients, right? Whole foods, kind of like whole grains, some fruits, vegetables, beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, lean proteins. I will also include dairy because I do consume that, but I know some people are lactose intolerant, etc. Some people don't enjoy dairy. That's fine. I'm still going to put it in there because that's what I consume. But again, I'm never like telling you what to eat ever, a million disclaimers, but just kind of giving you ideas, okay? And then also hydration, of course. We need to stay hydrated, okay? Our body needs water to function properly. So, before a workout, what to eat pre-workout? What are some good ideas, why we should eat this, kind of the science behind it, and a little bit of information and education on this. And let me preface this by saying, I feel like another disclaimer, but I do want to preface this by saying, if you are most likely listening to this podcast, you are trying to find better options or better meal ideas. I'm not saying that this is the end all be all of what you should eat. I'm not saying this is the only thing you can eat. I'm giving some ideas, some science behind it. And again, you can eat whatever you want. But if you are looking for that advice, as I assume you are because you're listening to this podcast episode, I'm going to be giving some ideas, but that doesn't mean other things are off limits or other things are bad or other things aren't going to be optimal, right? Like, I never ever am shaming any kind of food, any kind of food group, except something that you're allergic to that might kill you. Like, you know, that's obvious. So, like, that was a lame joke. I'm sorry. But obviously, yes, I just want to make sure that that is so clear, because I know how powerful words can be. And I've seen some trends before where people will state things, and these are like just trends, have no scientific backing, but, you know, only eat fruit in the morning, or don't have bananas because they have too much sugar and carbs in them. Like, oh my goodness, stay away from bananas. And I'm like, that is just not the case. Like, it can be so frustrating for me to hear and see a lot of these trends. So I just want to be so clear in that and not give any misinformation and try to be as clear as possible for you guys, because I know that that can really affect and damage people's health. And even some people have eating disorders through other influencers, like advice and stuff. So I just am very cautious of you guys, because I want you to have the best relationship with your body and the best relationship with food. And if you are struggling with something like that, heal that relationship with food and know that food is so good and important and delicious and something that you can enjoy, you should enjoy, and not feel any guilt around. In order to have the best, most optimal pre-workout routine, some kind of guidance that we're given as a personal trainer, some things you can know and think about when you're trying to find something to eat before a workout is know that high fiber foods do make your digestion a little bit difficult. So fiber is a part of a healthy diet. Yes, it has even been shown to help with weight management. It is linked to reduced risk of heart disease, diabetes, and more. We need it in our diet. But keeping low fiber can help minimize your gastrointestinal distress during a workout. So if you're somebody who deals a little bit with that discomfort, a little bit of bloating, just think about, okay, let me not have the most high fiber foods before a workout. Just keep that in mind. So some easily digestible fruit, for examples, would be bananas, maybe sourdough toast, whole wheat toast, crackers, any kind of good carb to boost that energy before a workout. But there just be a little conscious of not having too much high fiber, because I know for some people, like oatmeal, that can just wreck their stomach. So again, this is so personal to finding what works for you. Another thing is, like, high fat foods also can play a part in missing energy. So if you've ever had like a super high fat meal, maybe like fast food or whatever, and then you've worked out after, chances are you're going to probably feel sluggish and tired. And the reason that that's happening is because converting fats into energy is just a longer process than turning carbs into energy. So carbs a little bit more, you know, can be utilized quicker for energy. It takes our body longer to do that with fats. And again, none of these foods are bad. If you're trying to optimize training efficiently and having your energy more readily available, you know, maybe don't have a super high fat meal before you go work out. Another thing is going to be any like high sugary foods. This is going to have your energy burn out quicker. So it won't last your whole workout. This also is going to spike your blood sugar levels. So again, I feel like there's a time and a place for everything. If you're really just trying to nail your nutrition before a workout and you want to get serious in this, I have some ideas. And of course, it's not limited to just this, but ideas can be non-fat Greek yogurt with fruit. You're getting a good amount of protein and a carb with the fruit. You could even do cottage cheese with fruit if you're somebody who likes cottage cheese. I know that that can be a hot take, but I actually do like cottage cheese, as you guys know, with vegetables. That's another good one. Also, you could just have fruit. So apple, banana, crackers, mix it with a cracker. You could have eggs with toast, just eggs, hard-boiled eggs with toast. You could have a peanut butter banana. That's so good. A lot of people love to have peanut butter banana before they work out. You can pair that with crackers or just have a peanut butter banana. You could do a bagel with like tomato and low-fat cheese. You could do string cheese and crackers. You could do a turkey sandwich, like ants on a log. A few of my favorite snacks are like half an apple and pistachios. I love that so much. I love even like a rice cake with a little bit of almond butter and banana or almond butter and blueberries. Love that. That is such a go-to. I've shared that before. And mandarin oranges. Like fruit gives me such good energy before a workout. I love it so much. And I feel like fruit is such a not obvious answer. I don't know why, but I'm just like trained in my brain that a snack is something packaged and prepared and like it's a processed food. I don't know why. That's just like how my brain is when it comes to a snack. And so I've had to like retrain my idea of a snack. Like a piece of fruit is a snack. I don't know why I don't associate a banana with a snack. I'm just like, oh, it's a banana. Like I'm not always inclined to grab one, but I have been doing that so much more now of like grabbing a banana, grabbing an apple, grabbing some mandarin oranges. And I'm like, oh, this is like such a great snack. It leaves me feeling so energized, so great. And I'm like, why do I not see that as much as a snack versus like a prepackaged small snack pack type ordeal? I don't know if you're the same way. Maybe that's just a me thing, but I definitely am like, oh man, that's something that I definitely want to change that idea and that thought process behind it of like apples and peanut butter, such a good snack. It doesn't have to be a bag of pretzels or something. While the bag of pretzels still isn't bad, it's just I can open my mind to other alternatives too, because I feel like fruit just is not what I think of when it comes to a snack. I don't know why. Let's talk about timing of when to eat before you work out. Again, this is going to look different for those working at 5 a.m., those working out at noon, those working out at 5 p.m. Basically, though, fueling up in the hours prior to strength training can really help your training be the most effective because, again, the goal is to have that small meal to boost your energy for the training itself. But also, if you think about it, eating before can also help with your body having a faster recovery after the workout. Hydration and nutrition are always key. And also, you can have added energy to accomplish what you want in your workout and not tire out or want to go home early. Like when I am properly fed and fueled, I have the energy to fully complete a workout versus some of the times where I haven't eaten as much or it's been a longer time gap and I'm like, oh man, I'm hungry. I'm a little bit tired and I'm like, oh, I don't want to finish this workout. Like, come on, let's get the most out of our training. That's something that can really help properly fuel and push us through the workout, give us the energy that we need. And, you know, sometimes it is still the case that we want to go home early from a workout, but we want to push through and show up for ourselves because we said we would. So let's break this down. The meal before your workout. What is this going to look like? Probably 2 to 3 hours before strength training workout, you can have a meal that is relatively high in carbs to help maximize the maintenance of your blood glucose. You kind of want to avoid, again, those super high sugary items so that you're not spiking your blood sugar levels too much. Having it be low in fat and fiber, again, helps minimize your gastrointestinal distress, helping you be a little bit more comfortable while you work just because those are slower digestion. So you don't want to feel all gluggy and like bloated or just uncomfortable if that's something that you struggle with. And also, having a decent amount of protein can help have a complete and balanced meal. Then it's said that about 30 minutes to 1 hour before strength training, you can fuel up with a small and easily digestible snack. So this can look like a simplified protein and carb. It's going to help aid in digestion and absorption of glucose and amino acids. You can do like 70% carbs, focusing on the low glycemic foods, like a banana, and then like 20% of easily digestible protein, like a nut butter. Again, banana, nut butter, all those snacks that I listed above can be some really good examples of snack ideas right before a workout. Of course, this is going to look so different for everybody. Like, let's say you have, again, your lunch is at noon, and then your workout's not going to be till 5 or 5:30. You just have that little snack before you work out, right? Like as soon as you get off work, you eat your snack, or you drive to the gym, you eat your snack, and then you go in. So that way you can have just a little bit of a boost of energy. Same thing if you're working out during your lunch break. So you've had your breakfast probably, you can have a snack right before you go to your workout for your lunch break, and then you work out, and then you can have a quick lunch after as well. I know this is going to look different if you work out at 5 a.m. I know some people do not have an appetite at 5 a.m. and that can be very normal and typical. If you are not hungry, like I'm never going to tell you to force food down. If you are listening to your body and your body is just like chill and cool with this and you're not like trying to purposely be malicious with skipping a breakfast at 5 a.m. before you work out, like go and do what's best for you. Listen to your body. I know that that can be really hard to have an appetite at 5 a.m. I understand that. For me, I normally like to grab at least a piece of fruit, like a quarter of a banana, something small. I don't like to train on a fully empty stomach. Even if it's something a little bit to kickstart me, that's what I like a quarter of an apple. Or even I used to do the Eggo waffles and Kodak cakes. I would just pop one in and munch on that. So if something's in my stomach, that can give me a little bit of energy in the morning. But again, if you aren't really hungry and you have productive and great workouts without eating at 5 a.m., I mean, just listen to your body and follow suit. Make sure you are drinking enough water and make sure that you eat after. And if you're a runner, I feel like running is different than strength training, because running, I would always have a bowl of oatmeal. And that was one of my favorite things to do. Also, bagels. Those were my two go-to. I needed so many carbs to get through a run, and that would help, because I remember being on runs and I'm like, I am so hungry right now. Like this was back when I was in high school and I would run with my mom. I would just be like, I am so hungry. And so like I kind of started this oatmeal thing, and she would always eat oatmeal or bagels or something in the morning, or a piece of toast, I think is what she would have. And I kind of started doing that, and that just made me feel good. But again, whatever foods make you feel great before a workout, stick to that. But hopefully you learned a little bit of a background of maybe why some foods you're eating are making you super uncomfortable or bloated during a workout. Or if you're kind of like, huh, why do I feel really tired and sluggish? A lot of that could be about what you're eating, when you're eating. So look into that nutrition and try some things out and see what works best for you and your body. And as always, share any meal ideas on the comment section of here, or any snack ideas that you love to have for your workouts. Like what are your go-tos? I think that could really help a lot of people. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much, I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OseaMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Let's move on to post-workout. Of course, there's a lot of science behind this. And I feel like most of us are trying to live our happiest and healthiest life, so we aren't too keen on the exacts of time and everything. I feel like if you are training for something specific, like listen to your coach and plan. I just know everybody has goals and everybody's life is so busy and crazy. So I'm gonna, of course, like say what is recommended, but do what you can with this. Like, don't get too overwhelmed. So post-workout nutrition has three main goals, right? You want to replenish your energy stores. So that's going to be your glycogen. That's what you use when you are working out, right? Use all your energy up. Second one is going to be to repair the muscle damage. That's the muscle damage that you did when you broke down your muscles during your workout, especially if you're strength training, you're breaking down those muscles and you need some fuel to rebuild them. And the third one is build muscle tissue. So if you're trying to get any kind of tone or lean or build muscle, like you got to eat and properly fuel your body afterward in order to get those results. There are two more factors that need to be considered when it comes to your post-workout meal. Again, it's like when to eat and then what to eat. So fast versus slow digesting foods. I, for one, always heard, and I don't know if it's because like Darian would always say this, and it's more of like a bro thing. I don't feel like this is talked about as much, but it's kind of like, it was always in the back of my head for such a long time. And it's typically not necessary. But maybe you've heard of the like, you have to have a protein shake within 30 minutes after a workout for optimal gains. I said that in a bro voice. I'm so sorry. This does allow for the greatest amount of glycogen to be driven to the cells and protein to be delivered to your muscles. It does help promote like an anabolic state. It doesn't hurt your gains if you don't do this. I don't know if it adds a massive difference. Like, I kind of want to dive even more into the research. Like, it's stated, but I'm like, I don't feel like it makes too much of a difference. Maybe I'm wrong in saying that. I will say I am always hungry after a workout, so I do eat within that time frame, and what I eat typically does have protein, so I probably am within that 30 minutes to an hour time window regularly, just because naturally I'm hungry after a workout and I do have protein shakes. But I'm not somebody who's like, oh, it's been 29 minutes, like let's get this protein shake in. However, I am a big fan of protein shakes to help get your protein. It is a supplement though, so I still always prioritize whole nutrient dense foods first. But if I'm trying to get a little bit more protein, love me a good protein shake. The key takeaway from post-workout is that you want to make sure you eat after. Always. Nutrition is key. You don't need to skip meals. You don't need to feel guilty about eating. You deserve it. You are enough. And food is delicious, it is fun, and try to remove any negative feelings you might have around food in your body and just enjoy it as best as you can and find some new fun recipes that make you really happy and excited to cook. If you are newer to cooking, if you're newer to the gym, or just trying to do a little bit better on nutrition, I'll say you can follow the one-third meal idea if you want. So you could have one-third of your plate be protein, one-third of your plate be vegetables, and then one-third of your plate be carbs. I feel like that will be an easy way for you to eyeball portions on your plate of, okay, I have this much protein, this much veggies, and this much carb. That way you are always thinking, oh, I have a balanced plate. I'm getting the micronutrients from the vegetables. I'm getting the protein that I need to rebuild muscles. And I'm also getting carbs to restore the energy. So you're having a great, well-balanced meal. And that can look so different because you can pick whatever protein you want. You can pick whatever vegetables you want, and you can pick whatever carb you want. So you just make that up and put it on your plate. And even if you're out to eat, even if you're going out to friends or a friend's house or your parents' house or wherever you're going, you can always kind of follow that meal plate idea of one third protein, one third vegetables, and one third carb. Just always kind of look for that. I feel like fats are very easy to get in our diet naturally because food's cooked in fats. You know, any kind of nut butter has fats, dairy has some fat. And I feel like that's just something that naturally always fills up. Like I don't have to be like, oh, I'm low on fats today. Like it's just... It's just there for me. Like I will have avocado too and like nut butter. Like normally that's how I get mine, or butter. Love to put butter on toast, butter on broccoli, butter and rice. Yeah. So those are kind of why the protein, vegetable, and carb is always kind of that focus. So I hope that is helpful and helps guide you a little bit more. Meal ideas that can look like. I made a chicken breast yesterday. It was like lemon pepper, and then I had some rice noodles, a little teriyaki sauce, and then I sauteed zucchini and bell peppers. And that was so good. I had my vegetables, my protein, and my carbs, a little bit of sauce, and it was such a delicious meal. I loved it. When it comes to I always feel like the post-workout meal is so much easier than knowing what to eat before a workout because it's just like a normal meal. Like have your normal breakfast, have your normal lunch, have your normal dinner. Just find a cool recipe that you really like. Lastly, I'm going to talk about supplements that I use and love because that is part of my pre and post-workout routine. I'll share what I use and why I use them and benefits of them as well. So I use creatine and I do 5 grams a day. Creatine is definitely one of the most studied supplements, and it's thought to improve strength, increase lean muscle mass, and help the muscles recover more quickly during exercise. So the reason why this is going to be effective and help you with your workouts or your goals is because you're able to do more. You're able to maybe push 2 to 3 to 4 more reps or lift slightly heavier each workout, helping yourself push yourself a little more, get more reps in, get more volume in. That is, again, going to affect your training because you're able to do more, and it also can help with the recovery during your exercise. So your recovery is so much faster. So that is why I take it. All of the supplements I take are Beam, Be Amazing. And if you use code BRIT, you do get 10% off. I am a huge fan of not only this company, not only their message and their story, but of their products. Their formulas and flavors are top notch. I was so lucky to be able to do a collab last year to do Pump with them. And it was just amazing to see the process and to be with a company that I trust so wholeheartedly, and just seeing the product be tested and be like, see it from start to finish, like when it enters the door to when it gets to your hand. Like that was just such a cool experience for me. And if you guys have been around for a while, you know how much I love pre-workout. So moving on to pre-workout, there are 2 main pre-workouts. So there is pre-workout, there is stim-free pre-workout, and then there is also Pump. All 3 are pre-workouts, meaning you're going to take this before your workout. You don't take all of them together, okay? I will explain what each of them do, reasonings to take each of them, kind of benefits. Creatine, you just need to take daily. Like, honestly, you can take that at any time. I typically just put that in with my pre-workout. I know people will put that into their smoothies or something else, like when they drink greens. Oh, maybe I should start putting mine in my greens. That would be good. But yeah, creatine, you take any time, but pre-workout, there are 3 kind of types, and you can take them typically before your workout. That's why they're called pre-workout. I will start with the original pre-workout, right? When people think of pre-workout, they probably are associating with caffeine. Most pre-workouts are going to have caffeine. The reasons to take this are going to be it helps with energy, it helps with power, and it helps with focus. Those are huge things to help with pre-workout. Again, you're going to have caffeine in this, so energy is a huge reason to take pre-workout. If you're low on energy, if you don't have coffee and you want a little bit of caffeine to help get you through your workout, pre-workout can be really awesome and beneficial. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. There is a stim-free pre-workout. If you're somebody who wants to take pre-workout, but you don't want caffeine, this stim-free pre-workout is a great option for you. This is something that you can take at night then because it doesn't have the caffeine in it. And what this is going to help you with is focus, strength, and endurance. So you're missing that energy part because you don't have the caffeine, but still it's a great thing for you to use before going to the gym. Lastly is Pump. Like what I mentioned before, this is the product I got to team up with Beam and come out with, which was such an incredible experience. I'm a huge fan of Pump because it's a vasodilator. And what that means is you're just giving your body more blood flow to the muscles. That's resulting in that pump. So physically, you're able to get that physical appearance of a pump, but also with it, there's so many other benefits because you're having a better blood flow. You're getting more of that to your muscles. This can really help with that mind to muscle connection, giving you that muscle pump. It is stim free, so there's no caffeine in it. And there's also no beta-alanine in this product, which I love. Beta-alanine is the ingredient that can cause you to be itchy or tingly, a sensation I really don't like. So that's a huge pro when it comes to Pump as well. And the ingredients in that formula also help with endurance. So if you're somebody who's looking for something that's caffeine-free, you can do pre-workout that's stim-free or Pump. Pump is fantastic. It is my favorite product with creatine as well. And then if you're looking for something that has some energy in it, just normal pre-workout that also has caffeine, please just be mindful of how much caffeine you are consuming. Like, please do not overdo it. That is just not good for you or your health. So be mindful of that. Don't have like a coffee and energy drink and pre-workout. You might be hurting. And I want you to be safe and healthy. Next up is protein. Again, I kind of already talked about this and like having a protein shake. I love You Can Beam's protein. I think that they are delicious. I love the whey protein options. They have the best tasting vegan protein I've ever had, and they are gluten-free because I have a friend that's celiac who has celiac disease, and she can have these and she really, really appreciates that. Actually, I have two friends that have celiacs that take this, which is awesome. So I really appreciate that. And yeah, the flavors are just so good. It has 25 grams of protein and it's delicious to make protein shakes with. I love the soft serve vanilla. It is my favorite because it's, you can make it with everything. I know people are like, oh, vanilla, boring, but I just put it in berry shakes or peanut butter banana. It's good. I like it a lot. And lastly are greens. So this is something that's a little bit newer for me to have started to take. So Beam has had greens for such a long time and I've taken them like occasionally, but I've been taking them so much more now because again, post-surgery, my digestion, it just was so hard to be regular again. Like after abdominal surgery, it was just not good at all. So I started taking the greens and it's been so awesome just to also ensure I'm getting a daily dose of fruits and vegetables, which I struggle with. And I am getting so much better now. I feel like my appetite is back up and normal and fruits and vegetables taste good, but I just wanted comfort food for so long, obviously with the grief and everything that had been going on and with health issues. And, you know, that's what phase of life I was in, and it's fine. And I am getting a lot better. And love eating fruits and vegetables again, but I still love taking the greens. And I've tried so many greens. The previous greens company that I worked with was, it was so bad. They were so bad. I never took them. Yukon Beam's greens are so freaking good. I don't know how they do it. You don't understand until you try it. I have compared so many other pre-workouts and everything, and their flavor and formula, like, I will die by that. Like, they are so good, and I have zero shame or embarrassment saying that their greens are good, because I actually, one, take them. People are always like, oh, no way do you actually drink greens. No, you haven't tried their greens. They're really good. They are really good, and they just did a collab with Dole, so it's orange, peach, mango. Oh, my gosh. They also did a collab with Sunny D. Those were so good too. Cherry limeade was delicious. Yeah, they've got so many great green flavors. So definitely love to have that in. And it's just like a fun little drinky drink. I might start mixing my creatine with that. Ooh, even like the orange creatine with the orange peach mango greens. Oh, that might just be the one. Also, I feel like greens would be so good in a smoothie. I don't know why I haven't made like a green smoothie yet, but I could definitely make like an orange peach mango smoothie with the greens. That would also be absolutely delicious. Why do I not do that? Okay, well, I'm getting some meal idea inspo from myself. Nutrition is key. I really hope you learned something from this episode, and I hope it was helpful. Let me know what your favorite pre and post-workout meals are. Let's comment that on the Instagram. I think that would be really fun in order to like share and pass and like kind of do like a recipe swap. I don't know. That would be really fun. Also, I had some people say they want to do the ab challenge with me. So stay tuned. April 1st, that is going to go live. I have a new program on the app. We are going to be doing a 30-day spring challenge. Spring into health, let's go. You guys are not ready for what is coming in the month of April. It is going to be amazing. We are going to do this together. I am just feeling so full of life and inspiration, and am really grateful to be able to mentally be in such a better place and have a clear mind and really just get back to it. I feel so back and so present, and I'm so thankful to God for that. So with that being said, thank you everybody for listening. If you haven't rated or reviewed the podcast, go ahead and do that, guys. It's so fun to read your reviews. I'd love to hear from you. And thank you for listening. Truly from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening. You guys are the best. And I just feel like indebted to you always. I just want to do the best job I possibly can to help you guys and push you guys and help motivate you along your health and fitness journey. I hope this was helpful and valuable to you guys. Look forward to so much more coming in this year. It's going to be absolutely incredible and amazing. I love you guys. Have the best week. And with that being said, I will talk to you all next week for some more fun and gains. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and gains.
Bye, I love you. Fun and Gains, family, bye. Make sure to comment.